My dear sister, lot of the wondrous design that I made me mind up to go by the tide. I started away with a few bucks to spend and reached the station to go to Southend. But never no mower for me. I put down a sovereign, you see. They said change at Tilbury, but straight I did swear. When I get to Tilbury, my change wasn't there. So never no mower for me. We get to Southend and goes up a side street, then pops in a cook shop for something to eat. They charge 5 and 6 for a small piece of cheese, a strip of linoleum, a spud and 2 peas. So never no mower for me. The cheese came and jumped on my knee. The meat was so small that they brought on a tray. A draft from the door came and blew it away. So never no mower for me. I saw married couples spending weekends and bathing together as if they were friends. One damsel I saw was so bony and lean, she scraped all the paint off the bathing machine. But never no mower for me. My wife, who weighs 20-something, she frightened the fish when she bobbed up and down and nearly got someone for flooding the town. So never no mower for me. The lodging I got was 10 miles from the shore, with a kind of a loft on the very top floor. The bedstead was one of those crazy concerns, to sleep on the feather we took it in turn. But never no mower for me. I said my goodbye to the sea. I jumped in the train and the kids gave a roar. They laughed 'cause my whiskers got shut in the door. So never no mower for